KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Mark Hancock joins us. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Trail Life USA. You can go to traillifeusa.com to find out more. Mark holds two master's degrees in the mental health counseling field, has taught at the college level, and appeared on Focus on the Family, Fox Nation's Starnes Country, Family Life Radio, the Eric Metaxas Show, James Dobson's Family Talk. And now, Mark, you can add to your resume ABQ Connect on KLYT.
Steve, I have arrived. I've been on ABQ Connect. So glad to be with you.
Well, we're so glad to have you. Now, you've also authored Trail Ready, 101 Devotions for Dads with Boys, and Too Much Tubular, available at Brave Books, and Flight of the Falcon, a co-authored book. Now, Mark, Trail Life USA wasn't your first gig. And if you don't mind, I'd like to try to, you know, get to know you a little bit better and the listener to know you a little bit better, and invite the listener to stay with us in our second segment. We're going to talk about some recent changes in scouting that may be something that would draw people to Trail Life USA as an alternative to maybe ways that you and I may have grown up scouting. But before Trail Life USA, you found yourself doing a national advertising agency, something you ran for 15 years, and eventually a conversion to Christ. Can you kind of walk us through some of that history?
Yeah, I started right out of college. I don't know that I would advise my former self to do this, but at 22 years of age, I started an advertising agency, and within a few years, it was a national agency. And so I was running pretty hard and traveling all over the country. And, you know, by anybody else's measurement, I was successful, but I knew that something was missing. And I ran into a friend actually from high school. I was in Philadelphia on business. I thought, I'm going to hang out with my friend from high school that I used to party with. But meantime, he had come to know Christ. And so he spent a couple days preaching to me. And actually, when I was out during my business meetings during the day, he was praying over my luggage, which he told me later on, and anything in order to get me to open my eyes, my heart to Christ. And so I received Christ, and that changed everything. I didn't want to live that life anymore. It took me about 7 years to close the advertising agency, but I had decided at that point I was going to move on to something else, and ended up going into ministry and a number of things, open a finance company, and my wife and I collected rental properties and, you know, did a number of different things, homeschooled my boys, and traveled around the world putting together evangelistic campaigns. But, you know, in 2013, as the Boy Scouts were showing signs of abandoning their traditional values, we knew that there would need to be an alternative. And that's when I got kind of swept up into this movement that's now called Trail Life.
Well, Mark, looking back now, hindsight's 2020, right? How did you see the Lord working through some of what you did as a youth and college pastor and associate pastor, and even ministry to the homeless? And as you mentioned, a global event director for an international ministry working on five continents.
Yeah, you know, you look back and you say, okay, I see what God was doing with that stuff, because, you know, he doesn't waste anything. And so I think all of those experiences all were pointing towards something like a Trail Life, both the business experience, you know, running a large business, and then also working with volunteers around the world. We have over 20,000 adult volunteers in Trail Life USA, over 65,000 members in all 50 states. And so those experiences, and of course, a mental health counselor, marriage and family therapist, that comes in really handy when you're dealing with issues of boys and what boys are struggling with in our culture today, and so how we're able to address some of the needs of boys. And so all of those things kind of pointed together, and you know, I've been able to draw on all those experiences. And the divine intervention and influence and sovereign beauty of how God moves to pull all that together and have it all help shape Trail Life USA.
Now, before we address some of the things we're seeing in headlines, and I'll tease this, the our nation's military officials, some urging the Defense Department to cut ties with Scouting America. Formerly, you know, as I said, you know, I grew up with Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts and Brownies. Before we address that, tell us a little bit about the vision of Trail Life USA, and you know, some of the things that may be of interest to parents and young men listening.
Yeah, well, we're a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and adventure organization formed in over well over 1,300 troops, chartered through churches across the country, 65,000 members participating right now, and really helping to address some of the challenges that boys are facing today in a culture that doesn't really understand them and discounts the value of relational Christian masculinity. And so Trail Life was necessary. And so we are in this wonderful ministry of turning boys into godly men. And it takes godly men to do that. So like I said, we have these 20,000 adult volunteers across the country who are invested in making the next generation good and godly men. And we're using the outdoors to do that. And it's everything that you would expect from a boys organization, camping and hiking and outdoor adventure and troops and patrols and uniforms and a robust awards program, all that stuff. That's kind of the magic sauce and what appeals to boys and draws them into something. But, you know, we're not just an outdoor organization kind of having a Christian experience. We're at our core a Christian ministry that uses the outdoors to turn boys into godly men. And honestly, Steve, if there was a better way of turning boys into godly men, I would be doing that. But the outdoors is this amazing experience uniquely, when you make it uniquely masculine, which means we are male focused. It really is this powerful dynamic that helps boys discover or perhaps rediscover what it means to be a boy, what it means to be a Christian man in our culture today. So we're seeing lots of success implementing those principles, understanding that boys and girls are different, which is a radical thing to say today, but I think I can say it to you. I think I can say that to your listeners.
Yeah,
boys and girls
yeah.
are different, and we understand that. It's not a value statement. It's not like boys are more important than girls. They're just different. And boys are at a real disadvantage in our society today. And Trail Life seems to be addressing a lot of the challenges that they're facing.
Well, Mark, I'm going to make the assumption and guess or speculate that having a couple of boys of your own and you know, being a Christian man at that point was a great incentive for you to get involved.
Yeah, we were actually involved in scouting. Now, I was never a Boy Scout growing up, but as a homeschooled dad, and I was never a Boy Scout. I never joined Boy Scouts even as an adult, but my sons were involved. And as a homeschooled dad, I attended every meeting. You know, you just do that. Went camping with them at every camping meeting. But seeing the organization lose its way, I had to sit down with my boys, with my wife, and say, you know, we just can't do this. This isn't who we are. And so certainly a desire to see them continue with the positive aspects of what that kind of experience does for a boy, but do it in an unapologetically Christian setting that understands that boys and girls are different. That really influenced our desire to get involved with Trail Life. When I say get involved, there are about 300 volunteers across the country who started talking about the idea of what it would look like to start a Christ-centered alternative to the Boy Scouts. And that's when we got involved, before the beginning. 50 of us gathered in Louisville, Kentucky to talk about what that would look like. And we left that room with 9 of us on a steering committee that later became the board of directors that I served on. And then I stepped off the board of directors on the day that we launched on January 1st, 2014, to be Trail Life's first CEO.
All right. Well, if you just joined us, as Mark mentioned, he's the chief executive officer at Trail Life USA. Details about the organization at traillifeusa.com. Mark, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. And we kind of teased a couple of times some headlines recently that really give a good opportunity for us to share what's been happening with Scouting America and how Trail Life USA may be a great alternative. I almost hesitate to say alternative, a great way to engage your children in some of the things you were hoping to accomplish previously with Scouting America. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Mark Hancock. Mark's the CEO at Trail Life USA, traillifeusa.com. In our first segment, Mark, we somewhat set up for our listeners kind of the genesis of Trail Life USA and you know what its goals are to essentially reach young men, boys, and equip them to become godly men. And what caught our attention in the headlines, which again we teased in the first segment, was some of the things we're seeing with the current administration. Military officials are urging the Defense Department and Pete Hegseth to cut ties with Scouting America. Why is that, Mark? What's been, and you even alluded to the changes at Scouting America. You know, where were they and where have they gone?
Yeah, it's been kind of sad to watch it happen. In 2013, they began kind of this transition away from the organization that they had been for over 100 years. Amazing organization. What a legacy. Presidents and senators and astronauts and war generals and civic leaders. And they had the magic sauce for turning boys into good, strong men. And they started to drift away from that. And the members voted. They surveyed the members, and the members said, we don't want to see these changes. We want to remain the traditionally conservative organization that we have been. But at the top, they wanted to make the change. And, you know, the reference from the Department of Defense was that they became a woke organization. And that was really sad, particularly for boys. And to take an organization like that believed in boys, that had boys in their name, and begin this journey in 2013 that has now led to them removing boy from their name and being an organization for both boys and girls and kids who are unsure of their gender or their sexuality, and adults who are unsure of their gender or their sexuality. So it's a very different organization than the one that perhaps you are a member of or that we grew up with. And I think that's brought a lot of concerns to families. You know, they expect to send their sons to something where boyhood is appreciated and valued, and instead it's being discounted. You know, it's hard to watch, Steve. You know, boys in our culture today, they're now twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to have ADHD. They've fallen behind girls in every single academic category. You know, there's now 43% of boys are raised by a single mom. 78% of teachers are female. So girls have these wonderful role models, and boys just are lacking these role models. And that's why we insist on this male-centric environment in Trail Life USA, so these boys are surrounded by good and godly men. And Boy Scouts just didn't believe that was important to create this male-centric environment and to specifically do things like identify human sexuality, just saying that there are boys and there are girls. And so a lot of parents were concerned about that, and I can see why.
Well, Mark, we've seen what Scouting America has done. And, you know, in many areas, in other organizations, in other areas of government, last November, the people of the United States really kind of gave a mandate to our elected leaders and saying, you know, we're done with some of this. Why do you suppose the Boy Scouts have gone down this road?
Well, it's not hard to see. You know, they are very dependent on corporate donations. And so when the members voted to not make these changes, they went beyond their members and they looked at where their money was coming from. You know, at the time, I think the president of AT&T was serving as the chief scout, I think is the title of BSA, Boy Scouts of America at the time. And AT&T was moving towards a very progressive sort of posture. And of course, all of America seemed to be going that way. And so I think Boy Scouts just kind of stuck their finger in there and say, hey, we're gonna go this way too. We want to sit at the cool kids table. We wanna go be progressive. And I just think they made a huge mistake and recognizing that this may just be a temporary glitch on the radar of us thinking, you know, for generations we've been clear on what boys and girls are. And to in such a short order of time. To confuse that and then to bank on it and take an organization that's been around for 100 years and say, yeah, let's go with this. And now I think maybe they have their regrets. You know, they had 7 million members at their peak, and now they have under 1 million. And the only reason that they have near 1 million is that around 200,000 of those are girls. And there's nothing wrong with girls, but you know, the boys membership in Boy Scouts, what was formerly known as Boy Scouts, is plunging, even though they're increasing because they've added girls. So it just isn't the organization that it was. And I think that all of society is kind of looking at that. And like you said, that the election pointed to, hey, you know, we kind of think that we may have gone a little bit far in some of these ideas, and the Department of Defense has come around, you know, where they've always offered a special path to Eagle Scouts, and the United States has issued a charter to the Boy Scouts of America as being a uniquely, specifically American organization. And I think that I think Boy Scouts have kind of left that spot, and I think that's why the question is coming up: should government continue to support them in terms of chartering them as an organization when they aren't holding the same ideals that a lot of Americans are holding?
Well, Mark, as we're seeing the decrease in those in Scouting America, we're seeing an increase. You mentioned some of the statistics with Trail Life USA, which, by the way, if you just joined us, we're visiting with Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Life USA, traillifeusa.com. It's probably a common sense answer, but I'll let you give it, Mark. You know, we see the decrease there and the increase in Trail Life USA in just the last 10 years. Some thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think that parents are around their sons, and they have daughters. They recognize that boys and girls are different, and they're hungry for somebody to help them raise their son in a culture that doesn't really understand boys and masculinity, what biblical, healthy, relational masculinity looks like. And so they have found their tribe as such in Trail Life USA, other families that say, yeah, you know, there may be a Boy Scout troop that's closer, and they may have been around 100 years more, but this group makes sense to us. You know, it's funny, over the years, the number of decisions that Boy Scouts have made beginning in 2013 have been more and more progressive. But the move that brought the most members to Trail Life was when they admitted girls. Because I think that even parents who may be tolerant of maybe different sexual lifestyles or whatever, it just didn't make sense to them. That was, no, I'm drawing the line here. And a lot of them at that point, we had our largest influx of formerly Boy Scout members when they started allowing girls, because even parents who may not have strict conservative beliefs still believe that boys and girls are different. And so it's been interesting to watch, but parents are finding their tribe in Trail Life. And all of our adult members are background checked, they're child safety youth protection trained. They sign a statement of faith, a statement of values that talks about human sexuality and those sorts of things. They are let in the door, so to speak, by that local church. Somebody in that representative of that church personally accounts for them. And so that's creating the kind of environment that parents are saying, yeah, that's where I can put my son and know that he's not going to be getting some sort of weird doctrine or weird sense of who he is as a person. So I think that accounts for our growth, is that common sense parents are saying, yeah, I want my boys in an organization that believes in boys, that understands the rough and tumble, that understands risk and competition, that understands everybody gets a trophy is not necessarily a good thing. And of course, boys love it. You know, our tagline is adventure, character, and leadership. Parents are putting them in because of the character and leadership, but boys are loving it because of the adventure. And I think that's why we're seeing the kind of growth that we are.
Well, Mark, for the parents that are listening, or boys that are listening and are saying, man, I want to do that. let me once again remind them, traillifeusa.com is the website, and which, by the way, really nicely put together. But there is a frequently asked questions section there. If you're on the website, at the top it says how it works, and then there's FAQ there. And with the limited time we have left, Mark, just the practical steps of deciding, you know what, I want to find out more about this. And if they've decided they want to be a part of Trail Life USA, what they'll experience, what does it mean to be part of Trail Life USA?
Yeah, well, it means you're joining, 65,000 folks across the country, who actually more than that, who are just understanding that boys and girls are different, and that a Christ-centered environment is a good place to bring up your boy, where you're surrounded by people who share your values. And if you go to traillifeusa.com, two L's in the middle, traillifeusa.com, and go to Get Connected, there's a map of the United States if you're on a laptop, and you can put in your zip code. And the zip code will show you troops within X number of miles. You can click on that troop and get more information, find out where they meet, and you can ask them. You can't just go to the website and join Trail Life. You have to come through the door of that local church. They own the troop. But you can get in connection with those people through the website. If there isn't a church near you or a troop near you, then you can click on Start a Troop. And you could bring a troop to your church. And it's an amazing thing to do. I say all the time, Steve, that trailmen are the best men I know, and they really are. I get to speak with these guys and spend time with them all across the country, and it's an amazing group of people who have decided that an environment that honors boys, that recognizes relational masculinity, biblical masculinity is a positive thing. It's not toxic at all. Men who are finding their brotherhood, single moms are placing their boys in Trail Life, saying, I need an environment for my son to be raised around good, strong Christian men. The brotherhood that's developing there, the boys, the fathers and sons connecting in new ways. There's all kinds of ways that the kind of magic of Trail Life is growing both men and boys into good, strong men. Now, our adults sign a statement of faith and everything, but boys of any faith or no faith at all are welcome to join. But the parents are recognizing they're putting them into a Christian organization. But we do have a lot of folks who want their boys in a good, strong, character-based organization. They may not be believers themselves, but they'll put their son in there because they want them surrounded by people of good morals and good values. So it's a beautiful thing to watch, Steve, in a culture that looks like it's going a little bit wacky. There is this wonderful remnant that's rising in Trail Life USA, and that's holding on to some of these conservative values. We really believe that not only are we protecting the next generation against this kind of rising tide, but we are building a generation that's going to turn back the tide itself. So we're excited about what we're seeing in Trail Life.
And let me encourage those listeners that maybe don't have young people that they would, in their sphere of influence. But if you're hearing about Trail Life, you go, this is good for our community. There's for our nation and our world. On the website, you'll find a place where you can donate, support them financially. Again, that website is traillifeusa.com. And we've spent the last 20 minutes or so visiting with Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Life USA, traillifeusa.com. Mark, any closing thoughts?
No, I just really thank your listeners, encourage them to go to the website. And I also want to encourage you, Steve, we have a lot of men in our program who don't have a son in the program. This amazing band of brothers, these men who have found them really, really good friendships in Trail Life USA. So you don't have to be a boy. You don't have to have a boy. We have a lot of men in our organization that either serve a local troop, or they serve the area, or they serve the region, and they're part of this mission, part of this vision, and they have discovered their band of brothers. So I also want to reach out to them. And also pastors may want to know that 18% of the adults that join Trail Life USA join the church after they join the troop. So it's a great growth opportunity for the local church also.
All right. Well, Mark, we appreciate the work you're doing at Trail Life USA and the time you took for us today to really kind of inform us for those of us not really well acquainted yet. Hopefully we'll see more in New Mexico. We cover Las Cruces and Clovis, Portales, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, which, by the way, on that the site I looked at, just within 30 miles of Albuquerque, Edgewood, Rio Rancho, Berlin, all included on that. And you'll find, again, the details at traillifeusa.com. Mark, thanks again.
Thank you, Steve. God bless.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.